Well, it is a pleasure to welcome in, for the very first time into Press Row, I have to admit, as someone who was a toddler growing up in Fullerton, California, the Los Angeles Rams were my childhood team, and this was one of my childhood heroes, Jack Youngblood. He was a menace with the University of Florida and a menace for many years with the Los Angeles Rams. Jack, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
David, we're great, man. Better than we deserve, that's for sure.
I cannot believe you've always been a young-looking guy, a young acting guy. It is hard to believe that one of my heroes is turning 70 later this month.
Don't remind me of that. Yeah, I am truly blessed. So, yeah, to make it through 14 years of the National Football League, I mean, it's a blessing.
Let's start with college, because obviously this is a big SEC area right in the middle of Tennessee and Georgia and Alabama and Auburn fans. How active are you in keeping up with the Florida Gators, and how excited are you when they have a 10-win season followed by an 11-win season under Dan Mullen?
Well, it started with Coach Graves, and they gave me the opportunity to, you know, come out of a small school up in Jefferson County. And gave me a scholarship, so I stay in touch with him pretty good. I like what Dan's doing right now. He's got his hands on it, and he's building a nice program.
And then I would imagine, Jack, you get asked. Would I be correct in saying you probably get asked as much about the playoffs, because we're looking at a 40-year anniversary of the 79-80 playoffs, where you helped the Rams get to their first Super Bowl while playing on a fractured left fibula. Is that what you get asked about the most, would you say?
Hey, buddy, I'm telling you, if I had a quarter for every time somebody's asked me that, we would be rich people.
Well, what is your standard kind of response to just that experience? And when you think about players today, that, you know, there's kind of this perceived players aren't as tough now as they were a generation ago. You kind of defined that toughness. What was that experience like going through?
Well, it was Sunday. I wrote a little book several years ago about that, and that was the title of it. We did it. We did those things because it was Sunday. That was our job, and I was the captain of the football team, and we had been close time after time after time, and I was not about to let down my teammates. You know, a little pain in your ankle, well, it felt like somebody was stabbing you with an ice pick, but. I was going to try and lead those guys, even though I might have been a step behind. And we came out short, but you know, we had a heck of a run with that.
And of course, in the NFC Championship game, Jack Youngblood and the Rams defense held Tampa Bay, shut them out to get to their first Super Bowl. So it was an incredible defensive run. Now, Jack, you were with the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund. Can you talk about what all that entails?
Well, that's an organization that Mike Dick started years ago, trying to help retired players with both medical issues and with financial issues. You know, retired players haven't been embraced by the league like we would think they would have been. People think we're all millionaires, and that's far from true. I can tell you that.
Well, and you know, you bring up a point, because we have Vince Dooley on with a lot, you know, a lot of times, and you know, I know you went up against him. He was coaching at Georgia while you were at Florida, and he said his son Derek, earlier this decade, made more money in Tennessee in 3 years than he did in 25 years of coaching at the University of Georgia. So I know the money wasn't as abundant when you played as it is now.
That's accurate too. You know, the transition has come, and we, you know, it's the biggest game on the planet. So I'm glad these kids today are getting paid, you know, in ways that are just extreme to us that, you know, played in the 60s and 70s and 80s.
You're listening to Jack Youngblood, former defensive lineman with the Los Angeles Rams, the Florida Gators before that. You're listening to Jack here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
It's an honor to talk to you, sir, and I got to tell you, like David, I grew up watching all you did and all those great games. What would be fair in your estimate for the guys who laid this foundation from the league? Lifetime health insurance, some sort of pension? What would be fair in your mind?
Hey, Jay, that's a great question, and if they could take a small percentage of what they pay these players today every year, it would go a long ways of helping both the financial situation and the medical situation.
Right.
But you know, Mike set up the Gridiron Greats years ago, and you know, everybody knows Mike Ditka was a tough son of a gun.
Yes.
but he's got such a big heart, and he's teamed up with Southern Recipe, and they're trying to you know, bring some attention to pork rinds.
Right.
You know, pork rinds. No. Pork rinds and pigskins go together.
No, and I've got a pork rind question for you in a second, but I got one more quickly. And
all right.
I don't necessarily mean to put you in a bad spot, but on a daily basis, how much pain are you in?
You don't want to know.
I mean, is it a handful of Advil to get out of bed? Is it, I mean, and whatever you want to talk about, I completely understand. If you say, hey, ask me the next question, I understand that too. But we hear all these stories about having to deal with ways to manage that pain. Is there a way that you could even just share that to our listeners about how much pain you're in?
Well, part of that answer is we had to go through a lot of pain to play the game and to play at that level. You had to shut out that, you know, in your mind, you had to shut out that pain if you wanted to play and be as good as you possibly could be. So, you know, I am blessed because I haven't been cut on yet. I don't okay. have any replacements yet. But, you know, at 70 years old, that's coming.
Right. Well, the next one I have for you is Merlin Olsen did Little House on the Prairie. Fred Dreyer did Hunter. How in the world did you not get on TV, Jack?
Well, I had a couple of chances there. I did a couple of movies, and
right.
and we did some TV. I was the first guy to sit down with ESPN on Sunday morning, and I made 26 trips to Boston from LA, and I said. I can't do this. you know, you've been on the airplane too many times when your stewardess, when you walk through the door, she goes, "Jack, I'll bring you a cup of coffee in just a minute."
All right, to get to the Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds, other than the pork rinds, what is your perfect tailgate kind of menu?
Well, you got to have some burgers someplace.
You do,
you know, in that bunch. And but the pork rinds are perfect. You know, we were raised on those things, and they've got Southern Recipe has got. They must have 20 different flavors, which was not, you know, back in the day. So it's they've done a heck of a job, and they're a good teammate to help Mike, you know, raise some funds to try to help these retired players.
You're listening to Jack Youngblood, a former star of the Los Angeles Rams, the Florida Gators before that, now with the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund. Jack, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with just a rapid fire first thing off the top of the head. You ready to play?
Let's go.
What was the most intimidating SEC venue you played in?
Tennessee.
All right.
That song is in my head right now.
All right. Was Mike Webster as nasty as everybody said he was?
No. He was a big easy.
All right, that plays into mine. Best offensive lineman you ever went up against?
Oh, there's several. Raphael Wright.
Okay.
Ron Yeary. You know, the guys that are in the hall with me, and those guys brought out the best in me.
The guys you saw in the playoffs every year.
Yep. Every year.
How long would you think you could go without a penalty in today's rules where you can barely sneeze on a quarterback?
I'd be stone broke.
All right, the NFL team you enjoyed beating most.
I was watching the game the other night, and it was San Francisco and New Orleans. And I looked at my wife and I said, "Why am I watching this? I hate these guys."
So you'd go with your division over the Cowboys or Vikings, who you'd usually see in the playoffs.
Say that again.
I said you'd go with a team in your division over like the Cowboys or Vikings because you saw those a lot in the playoffs.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, I Frisco was the arch rival for us.
Gotcha.
And so was New Orleans.
All right. I just want to say thank you first and foremost because this has been great.
Absolutely, Jack.
And then finally, I can't even believe that you guys played in those helmets. Can you even describe? You were playing like in an old school Major League Baseball batting helmet with like one bar face masks. Can you even describe the differences in the game today and then?
Well, I'm so glad that technology has taken over in that perspective. We literally had a pith helmet on. That's what it was. It was cotton and a little piece of leather on the forehead. And it used to make you. It's a wonder we're not all deaf. Because every time you hit that, you thump that helmet, it's like ringing a bell.
Well, hey, know this, whether you're pitching something or not, whether you're talking about the gridiron gang that Dick is doing or not, anytime you want to pull up a chair on Press Row, Jack, you are welcome to talk football with us.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. And if you know, people want to find some of these pork rinds, the Southern Recipe pork rinds, you know, go to right now, they've got them in Food Lion.
Okay.
So you need to get two or three packages of these things.
I'm in. I'm a fat man, Jack. I'm gonna eat two boxes.
There you go.
Jack, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on a wonderful career, and thank you for visiting us with us here in Chattanooga.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Jack Youngblood, former Florida Gator, former Los Angeles Ram, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.